Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
Oh, I think I keep saying this. You know what? It's this time of year. Stupid January and February.
Yeah.
Every weekend, it's a great weekend to hunker down and just watch
some
TV.
You say every weekend.
I know, but am I wrong?
You're not.
I'm not wrong.
Nah.
Oh my God, there's some glowing orb that has
what
just come
this?
Out. What is going on outside?
It's bright outside.
There's clouds and skies and blue.
School buses, pick up the kids right now. They're ready.
There's a beautiful orb.
We haven't seen sun in like 3 days, literally.
Maybe I'm not going to hunker down. Actually, it's cold out, man.
Yeah, it's going to be cold.
Temperature is going to be falling like another 10 degrees today.
Ugh,
it's fireplace weather. It's TV weather. It's movie weather. It's fine.
Yeah, and so for Binge Watch Weekend, I have something for you, Zach.
Ooh.
I have something for me. And sorry, Belle, I have something for Monica.
Oh, okay.
But Belle, you may be into this too, what Monica's into. So it's possible. I hope not.
How about we'll just call her?
He said, I hope not.
Bonica.
Bonica.
Yes. You hope she's not into it.
Yes.
Oh, so it's going to be like scary and disturbing or something.
So,
yeah, Monica's television is.
It's weird, but I know that she's going to love this. But for me, we'll start with me. I want to get out to the movie theater. So this weekend, I'm going to see Birds of Prey.
Oh, Antoine and Harley Quinn is just.
I love me some Harley Quinn, Margot Robbie. I love her, love her, love her.
Yeah.
But no, at the movie theater, it's like a bunch of female villains going after a bigger villain. So
they're good villains.
No, there's. Yeah. And they're villains with a vendetta.
We're rooting for them.
Yes, we are rooting for them.
We're rooting for the villains.
But
I get so torn on certain movies and shows when you start rooting for the villain.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone's ever watched Peaky Blinders on Netflix. They're a horrible family. God, I root for them over the police every time.
But Margot Robbie said in an interview, she said, Harley Quinn still does some regretful-ish in this movie. So it's not like she's a good guy. She's still the bad person she is, just going after a worse
person. Does she give you like a bunch of dots on a text message and then
she
it's
leaves
gone
it there.
And then you never get the response? Because that's the kind of stuff I can't
And it has 91% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Ooh, nice.
So the critics love it already.
Yeah, the previews have looked a little weird to me. Like, not super exciting.
It's very, I imagine it's just going to be different. It's going to be different than what we're expecting. I'm okay with that.
Do you have any insight, Antoine, for Birds of Prey as far as appropriate levels for children? I know, because it's a superhero movie, so a lot of times people say, I'll take my kid, and next thing you know, it's Deadpool, and you probably shouldn't have.
There's going to be language.
Okay.
If you've had that conversation with your kids that they can't say certain words, even if they hear them, then you could take them.
Okay.
But if you haven't had that conversation, don't take the kids.
Is it PG-13 or is it R?
It's PG-13, okay. But they still have some language in there.
It's like Stranger Things. It's a lot of S words in Stranger Things.
Yes.
But my kids love it, so it's fine. Okay, that one's the
first
one.
And this one's for you, because I know you and little man are staying at home this weekend.
Yep. It's boy weekend. The women are going to girl dance competition stuff. I believe fathers are banned from those things, in case you're wondering.
Yeah, you're not allowed to get in at all.
Not a dad thing.
It's travel and it's hotel and they do all this stuff together. They have one coming up in Roanoke. Of course, I'll be there for that one. But it's dude weekend. So what do we got, Antoine?
Yeah, and you just recently signed up for Disney Plus.
I did.
You just went to Disney.
I did.
And you haven't seen this movie yet that's on Disney Plus, Toy Story 4.
I have not.
You and little man, you and Lennon, should spend this weekend and watch Toy Story 4.
Okay, I'm torn on that. And I'm going to tell you why. Because Toy Story 3,
yeah,
I will cry even thinking about Toy Story 3. Comes out in the background, I don't even need the music on. I'm like, Andy. I have not seen Toy Story 4, nor has my son. My daughter did see it with a friend, and I asked her yesterday, I said, did you like Toy Story 4? And she went, it's kind of sad. That's what she said.
So I will say this, because we, this past summer, K92, we did a private screening of it, and we had two adult interns, and I look over at the end of the movie and they're both wiping tears from their eyes. But it's really good. It's worth it.
Do they take Forky and Snapple little tines off or something?
Each one slowly.
So let me make a comment about that. Toy Story, I know the interns that you're talking about, and they're my age. And we grew up with this Toy Story. So we grew up with Andy, you know? Mm. When he went to college, we were going to college. So I think that's why our age group really relates to that.
Yeah, but there's no Andy in this one, but there's still that connection with your toys and going to college
dead,
and stuff.
That's why.
It ends at Andy's funeral. No, I'm just joking.
Motorcycle accident. Oh,
but that's 97%. It's a really good movie. It's funny. Keanu Reeves' character, Kaboom, is hilarious. That's not a spoiler.
Think about it.
Yeah, you need to watch it.
I don't
and this last one is for Monica. It's on Amazon Prime. It's a documentary. It's called Ted Bundy. Fallen for a Killer.
Oh, it's all about the women.
It's all about the women that either loved Ted Bundy, was his girlfriends, that were attacked, whatever. it's all about the women in Ted Bundy's life.
Yeah, because that dude, I mean, he killed a lot of people.
Yeah.
But he was also kind of good looking.
Yeah. And he was charming.
LLTB, ladies love Ted Bundy. And it's something about that serial killer attraction thing, too. Yeah, it does look interesting, and it does look very Monica-y.
It's definitely Monica. Yeah. Is that something you would watch, Mel?
Oh, 1,000,000%. Okay. I am a serial killer documentary psycho. Okay.
Can we send love letters to Scott Peterson or something like that? So we have here.
No, can we edit that to where it just ends at killer?
Yeah.
I am a serial killer, and then just stop it there.
Fan.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Antoine.
We might need that.
Is this different than the ones that are on Netflix? Because there's one that Zac Efron is in, and then the
This is interviews with
the real people.
The real people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this isn't like actors pretending to be somebody. These are the real women that were in his life or around his life.
Yeah. That's cool. We have what's that?
So we have in the theater. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see Birds of Prey. Disney Plus. Zach is going to watch Toy Story 4, and Monica and Belle on Amazon Prime are going to watch Ted Bundy: Fallen for a Killer.